Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Narchery's podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. The Star Principle by Richard Koch is a business and investing guide built around a single strategic idea. The biggest winners tend to be businesses that become leaders in fast-growing market niches. Koch, known for the 80-20 principle and for his background as an entrepreneur and investor, argues that long-term wealth creation is not evenly distributed across companies or careers. Instead, a small number of standout ventures generate a disproportionate share of value. The book aims to help readers spot those standout opportunities early, whether they want to found a company, invest in one, or join one as an employee. Drawing on classic strategy thinking associated with growth and market share, Koch frames success as a combination of sector tailwinds and competitive position rather than effort alone. The tone is practical and decision-focused, with a step-by-step orientation toward evaluating opportunities and then backing them with the right choices and persistence. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, what makes a star fast growth plus leadership? Koch defines a star business as one that operates in a market that is expanding rapidly and that also achieves leadership within a well-chosen niche. The emphasis on niche matters because broad markets can be crowded, while a sharply defined segment can be dominated more quickly and defended more effectively. In this framing, growth is not just a nice bonus, it is the engine that can turn a strong position into outsized value over time. Leadership is equally non-negotiable because being one of many players in a growing market often produces mediocre outcomes, while being the leading player can concentrate profits, attention, and network effects. Koch's core claim is that stars are rare, but their impact is so large that they account for a major share of long-term wealth and cash generation. This is why he encourages readers to spend less time chasing average opportunities and more time searching for conditions that can realistically produce a star. The book uses this definition to set a high bar for what qualifies as a truly exceptional opportunity and to discipline the reader's ambition. Secondly, using growth and share logic to evaluate opportunities. A central feature of the Star Principle is its use of simple strategic logic associated with growth and relative competitive position. Rather than predicting the future with detailed spreadsheets, Koch pushes readers to ask a few decisive questions. Is the market meaningfully and sustainably growing? And can this business become the leading player in a definable segment? This approach is influenced by well-known strategy frameworks that classify businesses by market growth and market share, because those two variables often explain why some companies generate cash and others consume it. Koch's contribution is to translate that high-level strategy view into a practical filter for entrepreneurs and individual investors. The framework is meant to reduce wasted time on ideas that look exciting but sit in slow markets, or on ventures that enter attractive markets but lack a credible path to leadership. By repeatedly returning to these fundamentals, the book tries to replace vague motivation with a repeatable way to compare options. The goal is not to guarantee success, but to stack the odds by selecting arenas where winners can compound value quickly once they achieve a dominant position. Thirdly, three paths found: invest in, or work for a star. One of the most practical aspects of Koch's message is that participation in stars is not limited to founders. He frames three main routes to build a star: back one as an investor, or join one early as an employee. This broadens the book's relevance beyond entrepreneurs with capital or a breakthrough idea. For founders, the lesson is to design the business around a segment that can be dominated and a market that is expanding fast enough to reward speed and focus. For investors, the lesson is to seek the conditions that can produce exceptional compounding, rather than spreading attention across average businesses. For employees, Koch emphasizes the career upside of being in an early team, where learning accelerates and equity participation may be possible. This perspective treats a career as a strategic portfolio choice, not merely a sequence of jobs. It also shifts the question from how do I work harder to where should I place my effort so it is amplified by growth and leadership. In leadership, the book therefore functions both as a wealth strategy and as a guide to choosing environments where skills and opportunities can scale together. Fourthly, how to find a star scanning markets and spotting niches. Koch presents the search for stars as a deliberate process rather than a lucky break. The first part is market selection, looking for sectors with strong underlying growth drivers, where demand is expanding and new behavior is forming. The second part is niche definition, identifying a segment that is small enough to dominate yet important enough to expand into meaningful scale. This implies an outsider's mindset, because the best openings often appear where incumbents overlook a customer group or underestimate a new model. Koch's approach encourages readers to separate excitement from evidence by asking whether growth is real, whether it can persist, and whether the competitive landscape allows a clear number one to emerge. Although the book uses examples from Koch's business experience, the broader lesson is methodological, You are not hunting for a perfect business plan so much as for the right combination of tailwinds and an achievable leadership position. By treating opportunity identification as pattern recognition grounded in strategy, the book aims to help readers build a repeatable habit of spotting promising arenas before they become obvious to everyone. Lastly, nurturing a star focus, patience, and reinforcing advantage. Finding a star is only the beginning. Koch also emphasizes the discipline required to nurture one. Because leadership in a growing niche can attract competitors, the business needs a reinforcing advantage such as brand strength, superior distribution, customer lock-in, or scale benefits. Koch's guidance stresses focus doubling down on what drives leadership rather than scattering resources across unrelated initiatives. The book also argues for patience, since the compounding effect of growth and dominance often takes time to become visible in cash flow and valuation. This is relevant to founders managing the tension between expansion and profitability, as well as to investors who must resist switching strategies before the thesis plays out. Another implication is that not all growth is good. Growth that dilutes the core niche or weakens differentiation can reduce the chance of staying number one. Koch's star lens therefore acts as an operating principle, keep strengthening the position that makes the business the leader, and let the market's growth do much of the heavy lifting. The result is a practical reminder that execution is about protecting and extending the specific advantages that created star status in the first place. In conclusion, the star principle is best suited to readers who want a clear way to judge whether an idea, an investment, or a career move has the potential to produce exceptional outcomes. Entrepreneurs will benefit from its insistence on choosing the right market and niche before obsessing over tactics, because the framework highlights that a great team in a slow or crowded market can still struggle. Individual investors and business buyers can use the star lens to avoid attractive stories that lack the two essentials: strong market growth and a credible route to leadership. Professionals earlier in their careers can also apply the message by seeking roles in companies that are small enough for individual impact, but positioned for rapid expansion. What makes the book stand out in the crowded business genre is its emphasis on a small number of decisive variables, rather than long lists of traits or inspirational slogans. Koch connects classic strategy thinking to personal wealth creation in a way that is easy to apply, and he repeatedly directs the reader toward concrete choices, which markets to avoid, what leadership really means, and why patience matters. Even readers who find some repetition will likely come away with a sharper filter for opportunity and a more strategic view of how outsized success tends to happen. If you would like to support Richard Koch, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.